heading into the Labor Day weekend, and the state of some of Hollywood's big labor unions is in flux. AFTRA and SAG seem to be getting closer in merger talks. Entertainment attorney Jonathan Handel tells KNX there has been discussion about doing this ever since AFTRA and SAG were founded back in the 30s. He says there are a couple of enduring sticking points.
There is an element within SAG that feels, well, really two things. One is they, with all respect, they don't want the broadcasters and they don't want the sound performers from AFTRA. Which are, you know, the other two major groups in AFTRA. And the other thing is they feel that AFTRA makes compromises, isn't as strong as SAG, et cetera, et cetera.
But Handel says the group of naysayers is shrinking.
Overwhelmingly, the elections in the last couple of years have favored a slate that's run completely on a pro-merger platform. That's been merger has been their platform, and the voters have gone for it. I think people at this point look at things and say, you know, we had this stalemate with SAG after the writer's strike. That was crazy. My dues and earnings are being split between two unions, so I sometimes don't qualify for health care or pension, whereas I would have if it was all one union. And the studios get to play the two unions off against the other. You know, those are really the compelling arguments, and I think that this may have a different result than 2003.
Meantime, the Writers Guild of America West is mailing out ballots to elect new officers and 8 board members. Are there deep divisions in the guild?
There probably are, although it's interesting. They don't come out or aren't coming out in this election as dramatically as they have in the past. Some observers have written about this as almost a very quiet election. Patrick Verrone, who was the president of the Writers Guild during the strike in 2007-2008, is running again. His opponent is a writer named Christopher Kaiser. It's not clear that there's the sense that, oh, gee, if Verrone wins, that this is just paving the way to another strike. It's hard to tell. The Writers Guild and SAG are the two unions that historically have been the ones that do go on strike. The DGA, Directors Guild, struck once in its 70-year history, and that was for 5 minutes, 3 hours and 5 minutes on the East Coast, 5 minutes on the West Coast. AFTRA, I don't think, has ever struck the entire entertainment industry. SAG and AFTRA did have a joint commercial strike about 10 years ago.
This upcoming presidential term runs for 2 years, and the Writers Guild contract is up in 3 years. Be with us Monday when we talk with Handel about another major topic in Hollywood, new media.